This is a BBC Radio 4 download. You're listening to me, Claire Balding, with another edition of Ramblings. Actually, having done 16 miles yesterday, I have to say I feel pretty all right. I was starting to resent my right boot, but I've put it on this morning and it feels okay. We're starting in Buckden, which is not quite halfway, but we're in Upper Wharfdale. And this, having not seen barely another walker for 2 days, this is Walk City Central. There has been a massive coach turn-up and a minibus and a whole collection of cars, which is clearly a walking group who all know each other, as they've been greeting each other with kisses and hugs. And this is a very, very popular starting point, and I would imagine lots of people doing circular walks from here. I can highly recommend the public loos, because I've already been in. But I'm walking today with two very experienced long-distance walkers, John Sparsat and Randall Metzger, and you both know each other, don't you? And have walked together frequently?
Many times. Huh? Many times.
And John, what's your official title?
Well, I'm chair of the Long Distance Walkers Association, the LDWA.
I love that. So well, how many members are there of the Long Distance Walkers Association?
There are nearly 8,000 members.
Yeah. And Randall, what about you?
I'm also a member of the Long Distance Walkers Association, but more particularly, I'm the chair of Walkers of Welcome in Otley. It's a national scheme. It was started in 2006. And there are now 100 such towns and villages across the United States.
Gives away your origin, of which we will talk later.
Across Britain, who are encouraged to be welcoming to walkers.
Well, I can tell by the number of people who are here that Buckden is very welcome to walkers.
Absolutely.
But if you want to follow us on the map, we're on OL30, which is the Yorkshire Dales, Northern and Central areas. We're going to leave this village behind us and head down, I think, alongside. Do we go run parallel to the River Wharf,
yes,
John?
Yes, it's down here, and we cross over the bridge and then walk alongside the river and follow the river up into Langstrothdale.
So we are doing about 5 miles this morning and finishing in Beckermonds. This whole section would take you to Gearstones. So, Randall, when did you first come to Yorkshire?
About 8 years ago.
And what did you think of it when you first saw this landscape?
I was just stunned. I'd been here several times, so I had some sense of it. But since I started walking, which I never seriously did until I came to Yorkshire, I just absolutely love it. And when I go to other places in the world now, I think, why did I come here when I've got this on my doorstep? I mean, it is just that beautiful, and it's so varied. You know, you got the high fells and the moors, beautiful ancient stone walls, lovely trees. You got the river here, you got sheep in the field.
It is just magic up here, it really is. Whether you're walking on your own or with friends, it doesn't matter. You can experience this whole thing. And it's really, really enjoyable.
When was the first time you did this walk, the Dales Way?
Well, it was rather strange, really. My son came home from school one day and said that one of his friends, and my son was only 11 at the time, and said, Dad, can we do the Dales Way? And I said, yes, of course we can. I said, what did your friend do? And he said, well, his friend had done the Dales Way in 4 days. And I said, oh, well, that's fine. He said, but can we do it in three, Dad? Knowing how fit I was, and I didn't realise what task we were taking on, but that's what we did. We live near Ilkley, which is near the start of the walk, but I got a friend to take us to Bowness, and we walked from Bowness back to Ilkley in 3 days.
And do you and your son walk regularly together now?
We have walked regularly together in the past. In fact, we've done the Dales Way, I think, a total of 5 times altogether. We just enjoy it so much. We enjoy being out together. And I think it's a good way of father-son bonding, if you like.
Now we feel like we're onto the footpath proper. So we've got an aggregate surface that, as we know from having walked with Phil Richards, who's the access ranger for the Yorkshire Dales National Park, they put a lot of work into making sure the footpaths are really well maintained. The river just down on the right, flowing towards us, and trees actually overhanging it here, and we've got a view of the moor ahead, and the top, the bare top of the moorland is bathed in sunshine, and then we've got shadow defining the hill just in front of us, which is wooded nearly to the summit of it, and then this great flat fertile valley with stone walls and stone cottages. And this is Yorkshire, and these are the Yorkshire Dales, and this is the landscape that defines it. And it's great, it's just such a lovely feeling to walk through it, to really savour it. And you've done the Dales Way a few times, haven't you?
I've done the entire Dales Way just once, but I've done sections of the Dales Way many times. very often I lead walks from Ilkley up to Grassington and beyond. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, I led a night walk for the Long Distance Walking Association. And we couldn't have had a more perfect evening. It was just one of those nights. We had a full moon. There was no clouds. It was very warm. And in the morning, we had the full moon on one side and the sun rising on the other side.
Oh, gosh.
So I had 12 people. We left at midnight from Ilkley. And we got to Grassington about 10 past 7. And I'd organized with one of the cafes there to open early so that we could have breakfast. And these long-distance walkers, they're phenomenal. Half of the group walked all the way back, and two of them ran. This is having walked all night, had no sleep, and made their way back to Ilkley.
And you and John obviously both get massive pleasure from organising walks for other people and seeing their enjoyment.
Absolutely, and doing it ourselves. Mm. In fact, I said to John not long ago, I said, you know, when one or other of us dies, and we're called upon to do a eulogy, I said one of the things I would refer to is the number of times we've been out and how often we just crow. And John will say something like, oh, absolutely fantastic. And I'll say similar things. Isn't this beautiful? And we constantly do this together when we're out walking. And it is just that stunning, that unique. I mean, it's, as I said before, it's just a wonderful, wonderful place.
And you originally came from California?
Yes.
Am I right in thinking, this is really only through reading lots of Bill Bryson,
yes,
that America isn't very well designed for walkers? There are obviously the Appalachian Trail and there are big, yes, long-distance paths. But if you wanted to do shorter walks, even if you wanted to walk in most towns or cities, it's quite hard to do.
Absolutely. No comparison. I mean, we are so blessed here with the rights of way, the open access. You can go almost anywhere in the country. And then all these areas of outstanding natural beauty that exist in the UK. And wherever you go, I mean, they're just fabulous. And the coastal pass now. I mean, you can walk the whole of Wales.
Yeah.
The south coast.
Morning. Morning. All right.
Hello.
Hi, guys. They've got some puppies there they're training.
So yes, it is very, very different walking in the States. And when you walk on their trails, I mean, they are through national parks, so they're very designed walks, where here you can just ramble, you know, through open countryside and footpaths, over stiles and through fences and whatever.
And do you feel now you'd never leave because of the freedom to walk that you have here?
Yeah, no, my rest of my days are here in Yorkshire, there's no question about it.
The wind has picked up and you can hear it rustling through the leaves around us. Gives us a little bit of protection, but we feel today as if we're walking into the wind. Yesterday, I most certainly had the wind at my back, but today walking into it as we continue to head northwest on the Dales Way. If you're doing a long distance path, how much should you timetable it sensibly? How, in terms of pace and reasonable miles a day?
It would depend on how many hours that you wanted to walk each day, but a reasonable amount of time would, you know, six to eight hours walking each day, and in that time you can cover 12 to 15 miles, and if you walk a bit, you know, you extend your day. You set off soon after you've had your breakfast, and it's surprising how many miles you can complete. And you can, you know, if you're doing it day after day, then 18 or even 20 miles a day would be quite reasonable to do.
And how much do you need to prepare yourself for that? You know, do you need to be doing fitness work at home before you start?
Yes, it's a good idea, particularly in terms of your footwear, so that you're comfortable with the footwear that you're going to walk in, so that you're not going to get blisters or whatever, so that you don't start a long distance walk with a new pair of boots, for instance.
The other thing I would say is that when I'm going out with a group, the pace that I would set depends on the size of the group and also what the walk is actually like. Like, some walks are very quick because there's no stiles or fences to get through. But if you've got 20-odd people, for instance, and you're having to get over a whole group of stiles, it can take a long, long time. And for a group like that, and with stops, you know, for breaks, I would average about 2 miles an hour. Whereas a much faster group might go 3+ miles per hour. It just depends on the nature of the walk and the size of the group.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do a long distance walk with a group of 20. You would only do it with a small group of people that you knew and were comfortable with. Say, for instance, you know, you're doing the Pennine Way or something. Then you would not want to take a huge group on that sort of distance, because you wouldn't know how everybody was going to cope with that and how many miles you were going to be able to cope with each day.
What's this bit called?
Hubber Home.
Hubber Home. What does that mean?
Bubbling, I think.
Oh.
There's a chapel here, which was once owned by the University College Oxford.
Just
is right there.
Big chapel too.
And it was given to the church eventually in 1862. They had floods from the river, and mice got into the chapel. And to commemorate this, for some reason, there's carvings on the altars and on the seating of mice.
Oh my word!
Strange.
Yeah, the mice on the pews are from guy called Thompson at Kilburn, called the Mouse Man of Kilburn.
I know. I've seen his work.
Yeah. So the pews in here will have mice on. And
this is called Hubber Home.
Yes.
And a stream comes in from the left and joins the River Wharf, which is flowing under the bridge now to our right. The George Inn on the left. And John, you were saying you think that refers to bubbling...
I think something? It's a bubbling brook, but I'm not certain.
It sounds good, though. I'll give you that. Are we crossing over the bridge towards the chapel?
Yes. The Dales Way continues on at the back of the church, and then follows the river up on the...
Now, how would you know that, John?
Because I have been here that many times.
How would I know it without a map? No, there wasn't a sign back there. I promise you there wasn't.
I will show you a sign.
Okay,
there's a book.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I would have the book. You're right, Randall. You're right.
There is a book.
Okay, there's a sign.
The other notable thing about this particular church, or the churchyard, is that J.B. Priestley, his ashes are actually buried in this churchyard. And of course, he is a local to this area, being Bradford born and bred.
Priestley, who died in 1984, is quoted as saying that he found Hubber Home one of the smallest and most pleasant places in the world. And it was to do with the setting, and you can see what he means.
You're listening to Ramblings on Radio 4, and I'm walking the Dales Way today from Buckden to Beckermonds in Upper Wharfdale in the company of two men who are experts in long distance walking. And John, I pronounced your surname wrong, didn't I, at the beginning?
Yes, well, it's okay, but it's Sparshat.
Right, John Sparshat and Randall Metzger. And did I get that right, Randall? Good, fantastic, thumbs up. And John is chairman of the Long Distance Walking Association, and Randall is involved in that, but also in this scheme called Walkers Are Welcome.
In Yorkshire, probably there's probably over 20 towns and villages that are accredited as a Walker's a Welcome Town. Because when you actually apply for the accreditation, you have to fulfill all kinds of criteria. So you have to have the backing of the local authority. It has to be community-based, so you have to have volunteers willing to go out and do whatever the town thinks is necessary in the area, which could be developing walks or developing pathways that are already there or any number of things.
It does make such a difference, though. If you come into a town and you either want to go to the loo or you want to stop for a coffee or you want to, you know, sit down for a bit, if a place says, yes, absolutely, if you want to take your boots off, they're really bad, this is the place to put them, they'll be warm and dry there.
Yeah.
You know, that really makes a difference, rather than them giving you that look as if to say, oh, please don't come in here.
Yeah.
Hi,
I don't know if you're aware, but there are companies that specialize for people who want to do the whole of the Dales Way. And they will both book accommodation that's walker friendly, but also transfer the luggage from one location to other.
Aileen and Brenda, who I walked with yesterday, they were using one. And so that had taken their luggage on ahead. It does mean that, in a way as well, that company then does your mileages for you in terms of how far you're going to walk in a day.
Yeah.
Because it is dependent on the accommodation they've booked.
Yes, it's a huge business now within the UK. Right the way across, you know, from the national trails right down to the local trails.
And therefore providing employment for the locals, because it's another business.
Walking does provide a huge amount to local economies.
In Otley, for instance, the number of walks that we developed and published has attracted a huge number of walkers into the area. And they start and finish in Otley. And at the end of it, people go into the shops, they go into the cafes, they go into the pubs, go into the supermarkets, any number of things, street markets, and they spend money. So the town is right behind us in promoting the area, but also for the local economy.
Well, so far so good. We're being very, very lucky with the weather. And this is a gorgeous section. We've got a clear view of the river now, out in the open, lovely wide path, stone walls dividing the fields ahead, and that sense of steady progress through a landscape that's gently unfolding. What are those stones up there? They almost look as if they've been placed in a pattern. But that's just natural limestone,
That's just natural, the way it is.
Yes.
You know, you've got the stone barns and the woodland behind it, and the fields in front. Absolutely gorgeous up here. Absolutely.
And John,
I just love it. I just love being out here. It's great.
And when did you move to Yorkshire? Because your accent sounds quite West Country.
I moved in 1966. I came up to Leeds. I was a policeman for 30 years.
Where were you?
I just loved Yorkshire. And then it was some years later when I found walking started walking. And there's a guy in Otley who I met who gave me a Strider, the magazine of the Long Distance Walkers Association, and I've never forgiven him for that.
And that changed your life?
That really, yeah, because from that moment on, I started walking out on the moors at Ilkley and in other places. And then I met so many nice people, started doing challenge events and social walks. And it really was a life-changing moment coming up into Yorkshire and this beautiful country up here.
Actually warming up a lot. John's starting to shed layers. I'm not surprised. Because we've worked a bit now, it's just lovely walking. And I know everybody says the Dales Way is not a challenging walk, not compared to the coast to coast or the Pennine Way. But there's enough to keep you concentrating, and there's enough to keep you fit. And the landscape is just, oh, John, what have you got? Oh, you've got chocolate.
One of the great things, I think, about the Dales Way is a lot of the walking is easy, and there's just something for everyone of all ages and abilities. you know, I think most people can do the Dales Way, and that's one of the wonders of it. And so you can be very confident when you're leading walks that people can manage it.
I'm looking at the calories now on this flapjack bar. 140 calories. Now that's okay, because I think we've burnt off at least that. And that's the good thing about walking. You can have treats and you know you've earned them. Yeah, John. Oh, yeah. You'd be left without
one. No, I've got one in my
You've got one. More,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's it really is it's good to share. And you know, this is one of the things like we were talking about earlier, that you know, you hand around a bag of sweets, or you get some chunks of flapjack or whatever, and when you stop for a drink, you hand it round, and it becomes, it's very social, and it's the some of these the friendships that you actually develop over a period of time, and then you might not see that person again for weeks or even months later, but you see them again, and you because you know one another, you've instantly got a basis for conversation, if you like. Oh, how did you get on such and such a walk, or whatever? And those sort of conversation openers, if you like, are good from our point of view.
I think a lot of people join walk, and that's their primary motivation, is to meet people. And it's very easy, because people are friendly, they're open to conversations, and you come across incredibly different walks of life. And from it, very often, people form long-term relationships, you know, and friendships. I mean, it's quite extraordinary.
Do you think it also helps you settle into a new area, because you're meeting people, but you're also really learning about the landscape because you're walking it?
Yes, you know, and commenting as we go along.
Yes.
Yeah, and learning, because often people have done bits of it and learned different bits of it, so there's a lot of sharing.
We were on a local walk a couple of weeks ago, and there was a couple on there who had actually moved from Hartlepool down to Otley, and they joined the walking group, and they were out with us, and they were joining in. And they were taking part in the community and the community spirit, if you like. So it was good.
And do you think, particularly as one gets older, that it's a really important thing to keep walking regularly for the social interaction as well as the exercise?
No question about it. And it's more and more emphasised, isn't it, by the medical fraternity. And you just feel it. You know, I mean, I don't think I've felt better, and for my age, than I can ever remember. You know, I just feel really fit and healthy.
And you're 68?
Yeah.
And John, you're...
I'm 72. I've recently had prostate cancer. I've recovered from that. And I'm carrying on with my life. There are minor issues, but I'm carrying on with my life. And walking is part of my life. I just love being out.
Right, one last little bit to do. I think we're nearly finished. And here we are at Beckermans, the most lovely whitewashed bed and breakfast with a sea green door, and there are holiday cottages here, and a group of six kids playing football, hoping as they're all fully waterproofed up. Look at them, they've got all the gear, haven't they? Because just the odd shower has passed through, but generally speaking, it's been the most perfect morning and a really exceptional stretch of Dales Way. I mean, that gets my top marks so far. So Randall and John, thank you so much.
It's been a real pleasure to walk with you, and on such a beautiful stretch of the Dales Way.
I loved every minute of it, and just reminds me just how much I love this area. I never get tired of it.
You have filled me with passion for long distance walking, but I've got an hour or so to recover, and then pick up the Dales Way again a bit further down, and actually closer to Sedbergh, and you can hear that programme same time next week. You can hear more editions of Ramblings and see photos from the recordings by going to the BBC Radio 4 website.